أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الناس كلوا مما في الأرض حلالا طيبا ولا تتبعوا خطوات الشيطان إنه لكم عدو مبين. إنما يأمركم بالسوء والفحشاء وأن تقولوا على الله ما لا تعلمون. وإذا قيل لهم اتبعوا ما أنزل الله قالوا بل نتبع ما ألفينا عليه آباءنا أولو كان آباؤهم لا يعقلون شيئا ولا يهتدون. ومثل الذين كفروا كمثل الذي ينعق بما لا يسمع إلا دعاء ونداء صم بكم عمي فهم لا يعقلون. Oh mankind, eat of the halal and wholesome things of the earth and follow not the footsteps of Shaitan, for he is a clear enemy to you. He only commands you with evil and indecent works, and that you should say about Allah Ta'ala things that you have no knowledge of. Sahal ibn Abdullah Tastari rahmatullah alayhi says that salvation is in three things. One is to consume halal. Number two is to accomplish all obligations and duties. And number three is to follow and adhere to the sunnah. A man's behavior is a reflection of what he eats. If he eats that which is halal and pure, inadulterated, with any type of doubt, any type of haram, it's pure and it's clean, there is no doubt in that what he is eating, it's not been contaminated with any type of fraud, any type of interest, any other doubtful element, then the works that will come out of that person will also be clean and pure. But if what he consumes is not right, is impure, or there is some contamination of some wrong or the other, then his works will also be affected. He won't have the type of motivation that is needed. His heart won't feel inclined towards righteousness. He will be very easily tempted towards wrong. Hence Allah Ta'ala says that Shaitan is your enemy, and he only commands you with evil and with indecent works. As Abdullah ibn Umar explains this, that he will lure you towards evil, towards indecent works, by showing you the benefits and the advantages in the wrong. In this wrong, you will have this enjoyment and you will get this type of fulfillment of pleasure. So he will decorate and adorn your mind with pleasure, with comforts in wrong. And if you will do this type of indecent work, then this is the enjoyment that you will get. And if you will rob and steal, and you will go in fraudulent ways, then this is the amount of money you will make up. This you will heap up for yourself. So he will lead you towards evil, lead you towards indecent works. And after having done everything evil, then too you will have the heart of saying about Allah Ta'ala things that you have no knowledge. You will attribute all this to Allah Ta'ala, though it was Shaitan that had instigated you, he had misled you to the evil, but when you have plunged into that evil, somehow you will try and legalize and legitimize and attribute it to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمُ اتَّبِعُ مَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ. When they are told to follow what Allah Ta'ala has revealed, then they say, we follow the ways of our fathers. ancestral customs. So, awalukana aba'um, they follow their fathers, their ancestors, even though the ancestors had no understanding and were not guided. When a person is taken as a guide, as a precedent, then you want to see two things notably in him. One is, he's a person of sound understanding. He can reason, he can understand, he can put things in perspective. So this is the first thing that you want to see in a leader. The second thing you want to see in him, is he on the path of guidance or is he on the threshold of evil? So these are the two elementary things that you want to see in a person. Does he have a sound level of reasoning and is he on the path of guidance? It mustn't be that he leads me to the pit of destruction. He knows the path of salvation. So these are the two elementary requirements for following someone. Where a person is void of these two, then following him is called blind following. And this is the type of following that is wrong, the type of taqleed that is impermissible and corrupt. One has no understanding, no reasoning ability, nor does he have the guidance of the Quran and the Hadith. Then too, just on account of him being your ancestor, and you want to follow him. But if the ancestor has sound understanding and reasoning, he is upon the guidance of the Quran and the Hadith, then there is no need to leave him when he has that level of understanding. That is why Yusuf alayhi salam had said, وَاتَّبَعْتُ مِلَّةَ آبَاءِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَإِسْحَاقَ وَيَعْقُوبَ. I had followed the ways of my fathers, my ancestors, Ibrahim, Ismail and Ishaq alayhimu salam. وَمَثَلُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا كَمَثَلِ الَّذِي يَنْعِقُ. And the simile of the unbeliever is like the one who shouts, like a herdsman that shouts to his cattle, things that cannot listen, but cries and shouts. Deaf, dumb and blind, they have no understanding. Like an animal doesn't have that ability to distinguish, can't distinguish the shades of meaning. It doesn't have that intellectual ability to understand subtle meanings. It just listens to some cries. It listens to some type of sounds. That's all that it can listen to. But what is the shade, exact shade of meaning? It doesn't have that intellectual ability to differentiate the subtle underlying meanings. So this is the simile of the unbelievers. They listen, but they will not give that some, give that words of the Quran, the words of Allah Ta'ala, any place in their hearts. They reflect, they try to understand and try to analyze it correctly. They have heard it, they know about it, but they will not give it any chance to understand, to give it some importance, to analyze it and arrive to the right type of conclusions. So their simile is like animals, that they hear these things, they hear these words, but they do not understand these things, they don't take it to heart. Summun bukmun umyun fahum la ya'qilun. Allah Pak likens them to deaf, dumb and blind people void of any understanding. There goes the